edge of night, screaming demons flying on their death flight.
Living with the dying. The edge of night. Greetings, Tom D here, with another dose of the hard stuff. Traveling back to the late 60s and early 70s to unearth some tasty hard rock nuggets. We started the fun tonight with the track from the German outfit Night Sun. We heard a song called Living with the Dying from Night Sun's 1972 LP, Mornin', featuring some high-flying vocals by Bruno Schaub. We're going to stay in Germany for our next selection and hear from the Frankfurt trio known as Tiger B. Smith. We're going to hear the title track from their 1972 LP, Tiger Rock.
Yeah.
From the UK, that was Bedlam with Set Me Free. From their self-titled 1973 album, produced by Mr. Felix Pappalardi. This group featured Cozy Powell on drums, previously with the Jeff Beck Group, and who later played with several other high-profile outfits such as Rainbow, Whitesnake, and Black Sabbath. We're going to hear now from a Boston-based group that went by the name Brother Fox and the Tar Baby. We're going to hear a cut from their eponymous 1969 LP, a song called Steel Dog Man.
Oh,
sounding a bit like New Jersey's answer to Blue Cheer. That was Negative Space with the song Forbidden Fruit from their appropriately titled 1970 LP, Hard, Heavy, Mean, and Evil. Next, we're heading over to the UK to hear from a Northampton trio called Wicked Lady. We're going to hear the opening cut from their self-released 1972 LP, Psychotic Overkill, a heavy little number called I'm a Freak.
Call you back. hard stuff.
Secondhand with Rhubarb, a track from their 1968 debut LP, Reality. These guys were a UK-based outfit that did most of their work on the European continent, gigging regularly in France, Spain, Germany, and Holland. They released a second album a couple years later, in 1970, with the delightful title, Death May Be Your Santa Claus. The info I have on this next group is kind of sketchy. They may have been from Lubbock, Texas, but I'm not sure. The band was called Street Theater, and this track comes from a self-released LP called Rock and Roll Forever. It's a southern fried rocker called The South Is on the Rise Again.
Yeah.
where I belong. Want a chance to live my life, to tell me that I'm wrong. Sing, 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 bring me home, America, America. 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 Missing all the good things that I've waited for. Always thought the ticket life was much against the law. Read about the way they want a world of peace and love. Hope that they could find it before I'm up above.
Some Vietnam-inspired lyrics there from the Long Island duo Some Pair. The song was called Bring Me Home, America, from the group's self-titled 1971 LP, released on the Euphoria label. Next, we head north to Montreal to hear from a trio called Sex. We're going to hear a cut from their self-titled 1970 LP, a track called Night Symphony. Some heavy blues from a group called Three Souls in My Mind, a track called Lennon Blues from the group's second album, Volume 2, released in 1971. This trio was based in Mexico City and were led by Alejandro Lora. They were active throughout the 70s and into the 80s. In the mid-80s, the group became known as El Tree, and they're still working today. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of another installment of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the tunes as much as I did. You can see a playlist of tonight's show, post comments, or download previous episodes of The Hard Stuff at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. I'm going to close the show tonight with a track by Igor, a live performance of a song called Street. And that's about all I know about this one. So we'll just have to let the music do the talking. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Right on, man.